We'd like to welcome you all to the Hip Hop Digest Albums of the Decade show, brought to you by DJ King Killa, your boy Kurt G, and Tapper John, aka Mr. Swervin, better known as E-Color. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest show with your man, DJ King Killa.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. I just got one thing to say: Miracle in the Middleland, part two.
Yeah, brother. I'm going to go ahead and be dead ass honest right here off the break. I fucked up. Straight up. And I know y'all don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Yeah, but I fucked up.
I was great saying.
Because I put Mr. Swervin Irvin on the same channel as King Killa and fucked up on the first recording of this show. So we had to go back and re-record this shit. So you don't know how mad I am right now at myself.
Because we were going in.
We were going in, and it was a great show going. So this is take two.
Take two. All right, here we go.
All right. Bill for it, though.
Yeah, oh, I ain't even tripping off that, yo. You wildin', son. You wildin'. So anyway, as we get in. So here we are. You heard the intro. We're going to finally get around to doing our decades situation here. We got a couple of regular topics, but most of the show is going to be concentrated on list again, because you know I like list. You know I like list.
Yeah, we know how you like the list.
Yes, and this is the Hip Hop Digest decade list. Now, we went ahead and we did list. You're going to get a comprehensive list with albums and dates, because the nigga put the work in and shit, Kurt G. And then, of course, you got like me and Igri, who, you know, it's not as formal, but you really going to get a flavor of how we get down.
I was about to say, nigga, you're not about to diminish my work I put in. Fuck that, nigga. I went back 10 years, nigga.
But if you're standing up for your shit, I'm going to have to stand up for my shit then, nigga. You're not just going to throw me under the bus like that. Because I put in fucking work, my nigga.
So anyway, I'm just to let the Hip Hop Dodgers family know. Niggas is putting in work. You hear it. So, no doubt. But before we get into that, yo, we're going to do some other topics. And as we, again, we finally be getting it, we're going to get it done, the decade joint. So, you know. But anyway, let's get in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and what is the title here? Wu-Tang-affiliated rapper Shaheem Franklin out of prison after a fatal hit-and-run conviction. Mr. Shaheem, the Rugged Child. Can you believe that?
Wow.
He was a shorty on the mic.
Looking like a baby Method Man back in the day.
Yeah, well, he had some issues. Wu-Tang-affiliated rapper was released from prison for serving time for a 2014 manslaughter conviction. Let's see, Franklin, 42, which I didn't even think he would be that old, but...
Oh, damn.
Yeah, Franklin, 42, was convicted in a hit-and-run that killed a gentleman... you know, back in, I guess it was 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Yeah, he served a stretch. You know what I mean? They said Franklin blew a stop sign and slammed into the person's Dodge Ram before getting out of the Volvo and running off.
Oh, well, that nigga out? He got off easy, B. He got off easy. He got out.
Later that year, Franklin pled guilty to manslaughter charges and served time and was released on parole. Records indicate... And so on and so forth. So the Wu-Tang affiliated rapper, again known as, I believe, Shaheem the Rugged Child, government name, Shaheem Franklin.
Since you brought up Wu-Tang, might I interject?
By all means.
I think I saw that Raekwon turned 50
really?
Recently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to Raekwon for that.
Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. No doubt. So. Yeah, that's what's up, man. That's, woo, boy. But I'll tell you what, I guess he's doing his thing, yo. So
yeah, he will be, hopefully.
Yeah, no doubt.
But still, he got off easy.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He got out and ran.
Running and shit, nigga.
Leaving the scene, my nigga.
So. All right, next up we're going to Hip Hop Digest is Pete Rock blast new hip hop, no leadership, just followers. And one of the biggest things that we know in pop, I'd say pop rap, okay, is this generational gap. And I tell you, and I surmise that there's no generational gap in true hip hop, in the underground. And my example is you take somebody who, let's say, 88 Coogee rap, you know what I'm saying, 86, 87, 88, Grow to the Riches, you know what I'm saying, Rikers Island Coogee rap fan, like, ah, oh, now I don't listen to this new shit, right? And you give him that Catch P that Swervin was so generous to bless us. And
Jukes, and brothers from...
Oh, of course.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, no doubt. Credit, because they gave it to me.
Okay, all right. Yo, no doubt. You're not... That person from 88 is not going to ditch that new Catch P.
No, because it's in the same type of framework that shit from back then was. It's still hip-hop.
It is, right. And that's what I'm saying. Everybody wants to talk about this generational gap. Now, what we're talking about is you're trying to compare whether if it was a Kool G Rap or a Tribe Called Quest or a lot of shit that you said was pop. You know, a lot of us is saying, this shit here? Nah, it's not the same. It's not the same. So that's where the gap, you know, is at. It's not in real hip-hop. It's not in the underground. It's that pop shit. Motherfuckers want me to be like, yo, Cardi B really is that shit. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Not gonna be able to do it.
Double X posse, nigga?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. I'm not. Fuck that, B. So anyway, but Pete Rock, who really went in on a lot of shit, of course. You know, the rappers is trash, the production, whack or whatever. But
tell him how you really feel.
But no, nah, but Pete came to the realization, like a lot of us, it's like, damn, everything, television shows, record contracts, commercial endorsements, everything is all about social media presence. And he said that's really what's killing the entire situation as far as quality music on a commercial level. Okay. Who's at the door?
That would be me.
Kurt G?
I'm knocking on Pete Rock's door right now.
Well, welcome in, Kurt G. What's good?
I don't know if Pete Rock want to let me in right now.
Uh-oh. What's up?
He might not want to hear what I got to say. Pete, all this shit is basically due to these 360 deals. That's why they made this shit. So that way, they can get paid around every fucking corner that these artists do. So they make all these deals for these niggas. You see them all these niggas and... on these fucking commercials, you see them all doing little spots in movies, you see them doing all these other shits, you see them everywhere, all this social media shit, it's basically label ran. These niggas ain't got nothing to do with this shit. I mean, the shit that they put out there personally, yeah. But other than that, this is labels behind this shit.
I don't know if that shit is so much label ran. I see the labels is again, they're Johnny Come Lately niggas.
Man, these labels are connected to this shit because it's 360 deals. This is how they eat now. Labels ain't getting paid off these fucking records and shit.
Kurt, here's what I'm going to say, though. I'm not going to put that on the labels because the labels are going to fucking take over whatever's selling. If it was Public Enemies came back in effect, the labels would be like, let's get this Public Enemies money. You know what I'm saying? What fucks me up is these young artists.
I'm just talking, but he said social media. That's what I'm talking about, the social media part.
But they're
in commercials, movies, and they're in all this other shit. I'm saying that's labels behind that shit.
Labels is not behind
labels
that.
Labels behind the social media?
Behind the fucking, the pushing of these niggas on social media, behind the pushing of them into movies and putting them in all these other different
spots. Nah, you got that wrong, B.
Labels are jumping on the dicks of...
Right, they're Johnny Come Latelys. Yeah, the labels is like the last people. What Pete is saying is that the labels, let's say you take somebody with real talent and you take them up to the label is going to be like, I don't see this nigga on a social media presence. Right. Okay. Matter of fact, here's a great example. Okay.
Okay.
Shout out to our boy, our family member Brevard. Yo, he sent us a video, and I did watch a lot of that video where he talked about this social media influencer named Shiggy, okay? First of all, anybody with a motherfucking nickname like Shiggy is suspect. That shit sound medium rare, but I digress. Sorry about that.
Bloody.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he talks about this social media influencer by the name of Shiggy, right? Who had something to do with this Drake In My Feelings shit. And the guy's explaining how it was Shiggy who blew that Drake shit up. Not Drake, not his label. It was this Shiggy nigga, okay? That shit sounds funny in my mouth. I can't even fuck with it. But this Shiggy nigga, right?
You can't get Shiggy with that.
Medium rare, my nigga. This Shiggy nigga, so he talked about a veteran MC, how your boy Fabulous is looking at Shiggy, Fabulous label, his whole scene ran up to Shiggy and was like, yo, son, yo, hook me up with some of that shit, yo, that you did for Drake. Shiggy, on the other hand, asked for guap. Then Fabulous wanted to act like a big Willie. Fuck that nigga. I ain't paying that nigga the motherfucking money for that Twitter shit. So that just lets you know that's the labels. That's my example. That's what labels are. You take somebody up there with talent, be like, this person can rap, this person can sing, crazy. The labels are like, ah, fuck that nigga. But you take Kylie Jenner up there. Kylie Jenner puts out a record first before the most talented artist you ever seen. You
better fucking believe it all day long. But I would just say,
because she has 2 billion followers.
But I was just saying my attachment to where the labels come in at, and I wasn't explaining it right. My attachment to where the labels is coming in at, it's like they're connecting to all these people being in movies. To these people getting these niggas don't get connected to no fucking movies and get connected to no commercials and all this shit without somebody with big pull being behind that shit. You think these niggas, that Migos is going to be in a fucking commercial without somebody with some pull pushing them in a commercial?
But I'm saying, B, if Migos is just some regular tackhead niggas, no matter the talent, they're getting ignored at the label, B.
Yeah, if they had 10,000 followers, B, which would be great for us. If they had 10,000 followers, they are invisible, my nigga.
I know that. I know that part. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying the connection to the big ass seeing them everywhere shit, labels and shit is behind that shit. They're not connected to them talking shit on social media, talking all that bullshit.
Yeah,
advertisers and all that shit. That's label runners.
Okay. So anyway, but Pete Rock is saying basically it's coming to the realization that is really what the deal is. And so my second point on that is, again, we've come to the real. I think that we on the Hip Hop Digest and maybe even people of our generation have come to the realization that if you take Quincy Jones on his best day, right? On his best day, he could not do what Molly Maul does. On his best day, right?
No, that's not happening.
He gave it a shot.
But, well, on the flip side of that.
Back on the block is what you're talking about?
Yes, I am.
but B, on the flip side of that, no matter how talented Dre is, no matter how talented Preem or Molly Maul or any of the producers that we can name up here, I don't care, it's a million of them, they couldn't do what the producers of Earth, Wind & Fire could do. They couldn't do what Quincy Jones can do. They couldn't do what Maurice White could do. Molly Maul, that's my man, 50 grand, but he couldn't do that. He's not classically trained like that, okay? But we can admit that, okay? That there are differences in a talent level if you're talking about a specific thing, okay? And this is, I think, where Pete Rock, at least to me, has a point. I don't know if the millennial kids will ever admit that they didn't have MCs like that. I don't think millennial kids will ever admit that most of the music that they fuck with sound the same.
They have to admit it, B. You put it in, I mean, come on, yo. I'm going to bring this up again, okay? When we were sitting there in US Air Arena, listening to that go-go shit.
No doubt.
For a half hour.
It was a Capitol Center still.
Okay, Capitol Center at that point. And we listen to the same shit sound for a half hour, and I'm like, yo, right? And with the girl behind me say, oh, they sang like 7 songs. We didn't hear that, and we don't see that. And we don't hear that and see that now with this commercial shit right now, because it all sounds the same.
To us.
Right?
But there's a kid just like that girl behind you that's going to say, nah, it don't sound the same.
Exactly.
To you, it sounds the same because you're an old nigga. I'm telling you, it don't sound the same because I listen to this shit all the time.
But the point is,
my ears here.
No, but I'm talking about coming to a realization point. Just like we came to the realization point that classically trained musicians were right about us when they said y'all niggas ain't making real music. Now that may seem like a loaded term, but their version of real music is notes. And being able to write music out and arrange and be able to play and, you know, that type of shit.
That's a very special person that can do that.
No doubt. Exactly. But
it's also a very special person like Pete Rock or someone of that ilk who could take some shit and make some incredible shit.
No doubt.
It's apples and oranges.
It is. And that's the point I'm saying. The new millennium. What do we always say on this show? These new millennium kids, the shit that's not hip hop. So I'm not even saying that they got to go to the point and say that their MCs was garbage. But they at least got to come to the point to say, okay, what this group was talking about, these 87 stick-up kids niggas, these 90s niggas, what they was talking about, that's not what we did. You're just two different things, okay? And that's all we're looking at is clarity. Don't come up to me and tell me that motherfucking Blackface and Cardi B is the same hip-hop shit from the 90s, because it's not.
Not even.
But I would say they don't even want to be connected to that shit.
Oh, that's fine, but maybe
the title though.
Right, I was going to say right.
They may want the title of being considered hip hop, but they don't want the title of being that old ass music. That's not what we do. We don't do that old music. We do us. What we do now.
Look, they can call me old all day, and they can do now, but that shit's native. They don't get the title. All right, just like we couldn't take the title from guys from the 60s and 70s. How are we going to take that particular title and what they did? We can't. That's why hip-hop was totally new.
Right.
That's why you had lines like, do you like Michael Jackson? No, we love like Cool J. That's why the line exists. You know what I'm saying? That's why in that skit where Ice Cube is like, oh, what we do is straight R&B, straight R&B.
Straight R&B.
He's making a distinction between what this is and what that is. And that's all I'm saying, that these kids, they can have their heroes and do what they do. Fine, fuck it, I don't give a fuck. But do not think you gonna take the title and put Blackface next to Hove and be like, yo, that's the same shit. I won't allow it. I won't go for it.
But the thing is, we have this argument on this show, I don't know how many times.
A million times.
The exact same
and gonna
argument.
Continue to
and
have the
have
argument.
This argument a whole bunch more.
Damn
I
right.
I know that. But and I'm gonna keep giving the same answer. It ain't these niggas. We keep blaming these niggas when it's not them. They didn't give themselves the title of hip hop. It was not them. They did not take the title from us. They inherited the title.
They didn't inherit shit.
It was theirs. they inherited the title because they were just born into it. You know what I'm saying? They inherited because they were born into it. They were born into the name hip hop. They didn't. They weren't given the name. They were born into it. So they
no
just
more
took
music by the
they
suckers.
Just took the title that was already given. And just ran with it. They didn't come up with their own title, which we could have a point on, saying, yeah, y'all niggas should come up with your own shit. But like, nah, we ain't hip-hop. We ain't that shit. We our own shit. But they're just going with what was already called. Okay, if you're rapping and you're doing this, then that means it's hip-hop. All
right, B.
Hip-hop and R&B.
Again, and we're going to continue to push that narrative and shit. You know what I'm saying? So let's continue on. Again, like I said, this is really supposed to be about the decade show and shit, and we're running off on some other shit real quick. But before we get into the comprehensive list and we're going to do the decade show, I got one more piece of situation that may or may not involve a commercial rap, you will. It's the top five lawsuits that will change the music industry upcoming in 2020. Now, basically, three of the lawsuits, I don't give a fuck about. I'm not talking about that shit.
Why are you not talking about them, B?
Okay. You want to really do this? Okay. Okay. Kesha versus her longtime management and producer. Really? You want to talk about that shit?
No.
Okay.
Nah, right. You're right. Nah, son. Nah.
Okay. Move it on.
Okay. Taylor Swift suing her again.
Bye,
publisher,
bye.
Manager.
Taylor who? Taylor what?
I'm gonna let you finish.
not Taylor Green. We love Taylor Green, but Taylor Swift. Exactly. So, all right, what we're gonna get into is right here: Sony Music versus Cox Communications. Okay, in the lowdown, basically, a court has ruled that Cox Communications was liable for piracy infringement over 10,000 musical works. So they're actually not even saying that it was 10,000 people. They're just saying 10,000 musical works were pirated from Charter, from Cox Communications customers. Okay.
So, how much are they suing for?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the judgment was for over $1 billion.
For 10,000
works? For 10,000 works, okay?
God damn.
Now, let's go to the Wayback Machine. Let's take your boy Swervin all the way back, okay? Back when he was working at the RIAA.
Back when he was just a young lad.
Just a
wee little lad.
So, back in the day at Napster, the lawsuit coming directly from the labels and the RIAA was to the 12-year-old girl, well, not suing her, but suing her grandmother. Yeah. She might have downloaded a couple Backstreet Boy jump offs or whatever. They're suing the hell out of the grandma, okay?
Oh, and bragging about it.
And bragging about
the
it.
Office.
The grandma who don't even really know how to even turn the computer on, right?
She's like, Backstreet, exactly. Who? What? Do you? What? The street behind my house? What the fuck are you talking about?
So, but now the music industry kind of fell off of that. After well-publicized people getting sued and people saying, this is outrageous. What are you doing? RIAA kind of... at least back on the face of it, they backed off, okay? Right. And maybe not suing individuals directly, okay? They already had their hands full with all this other major labels who popped up. They weren't even record industries, Apple Music, Spotify, technology companies.
Got a lot to deal with.
Right, and the technology's coming in was like, y'all niggas ain't got your eye on the ball. I'ma take that. So what they did was saying, fuck that. Instead of suing the individuals, I'm suing your ISP, okay? And the ISP legally is supposed to monitor you, okay?
Ouch.
To see what you doing. And if you downloading any of my property, they're either going to slap you or go ahead and let you download, but pay us. Okay, let your customers do what they want to do, but I want some goddamn money.
So they basically turning these ISPs into the FBI.
Snitching. Snitching.
Watching niggas, everything they do.
Watching niggas. And then, it's really gangster though, isn't it? Nigga, watch that nigga. If he sells some, if he download my shit, nigga, I want some goddamn money from you. Yo, that's gangster, yo. That's Corleone. You know what I mean?
Industry need to be more concerned about research and development than catching up. Because you're going to be broke, nigga. So,
if they grasping at straws now, if you ask me.
So,
they've always been grasping at straws the whole time.
So anyway, this judgment for over $1 billion has put other ISPs on notice that the RIAA, doesn't matter if it's Comcast or Charter or Verizon or whoever, it's putting all them cats on notice that the music industry will come for you if you letting your customers do what they want to do. Now, the music industry really doesn't care if the customers is bootlegging and downloading shit. They don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But if the ISP gonna pay, gonna cover their sins, if you will, you know what I mean? Then I'm good with it.
So you saying they're putting the ISPs on the cross?
Nigga.
They're saying you cover the sins of your customers?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
That's what it comes down to, yo. I hate the record industry. So,
they some greedy motherfuckers.
They are.
They wouldn't have to be greedy if they would be just have some foresight.
Forward
just
thinking.
Just have some foresight. Yeah. Because there's, how many people pay for streaming services?
A lot.
A lot.
So when Napster came along, instead of just trying to shut it down and crush it, they should have engaged.
Pulled your boy in and say, look, I'll tell you what, that's our shit on there. We won't sue you. You go ahead and take a 10% powder. We're going to get the rest. You still getting paid, nigga. You know what I mean? Or really, real talk, we're just going to give you a $20 million salary. Just run it for us. You know what I mean? He'd have took that.
And they would have gotten mad money because people clearly are willing to pay for fucking 5 to 10 fucking streaming services at a time. So...
yeah, they would have been way ahead of the game.
Right.
Way ahead of the game back then if they had done that shit.
All right, so we're not going to do any of those. I was going to do one more, but fuck it. I'm going to get right into what everybody came here with. Cats is probably like, yo, niggas, y'all need to get to it. Fuck this preliminary shit.
Fuck the pregame, nigga.
You know what I mean? So this is the Hip Hop Digest, comprehensive, and I say comprehensive because it comes from three different individuals from three totally different perspectives. And again, just like the end of the year, nobody's list is been, there's no crosstalk between us. Right. Shit, Kurt G was at the crib the other day. He's like, nigga, I don't even want to see your shit.
Nah, B. I was like, nah, put that away, B. I don't even want to know what you talking about.
All right. So the decade list only to decide here, right here, live on air. Who's going first? Who's on first?
He's on first. That nigga on first. Oh, fuck that yes. shit. Nigga, the way you was talking shit, talking about fines, my nigga, and y'all better have y'all shit together, nigga. I want to hear what the fuck you got to say.
Oh, me? Yes. I'm on the spot?
Yes, sir. Because you put us on the spot, my nigga.
Nigga, I ain't putting nobody on the spot. Like, y'all niggas was negligent.
You like, I'm finding y'all niggas. I'm putting James Brown on y'all niggas next week if y'all ain't right. I'm finding niggas.
Yo, he did say that, yo.
That nigga like, I'm finding y'all niggas.
We fucking 2-3 weeks behind. Y'all niggas had me all, I'm all up in class, ready to fucking answer questions. Y'all niggas like, nah, I ain't ready. Teacher, can we get another week?
You got my mouth all fixed with some orange juice.
I'm saying,
and you got
damn.
This little swallow in here. What am I supposed to do with that?
Well, fuck it then. Let me just get in.
All right.
So this is my top 10 albums of the decade from the 2010s. And number 10. From 2010 is Rashid Chappelle, Future Before Nostalgia. Number 9 from 2017, and there's a special reason behind this, and I think I've explained it already, but Jay-Z, 444.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Number 8, which I'm sure will appease a lot of motherfuckers when I say this name, but Rock Marciano, Reloaded from 2012.
Wow.
I'm going to go at number 7 with Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City from 2012.
You always like that shit.
I did. That
was a good album.
On the mat for me.
No doubt. Indeed.
Drank, my nigga. Pull up. Drank. You needed the visuals, but I just did it.
You went down with that Section 80, my nigga?
I did, but this one put him on the map for me. Okay. All right. Number 6, Run the Jewels 2 from 2015. Number 5, Fonte, Charity Starts at Home from 2011.
That's a surprise.
Number 4, from 2015, Odyssey, The Good Fight. Number 3, Sky Zoo and Torre, Battle Brothers from 2014. Number 2, Showbiz in Milano, Boulevard Arthur from 2019.
Oh, shit.
And my number 1 from 2012, Apollo Brown Trophies.
Wow.
Now, if you would like me to expand upon any of those, I'll tell you, or I can go into my honorable mentions.
No, we want you to be comprehensive.
Yes,
so.
Yo, go ahead and expound, my nigga.
Okay, so, obviously, my underground champ at number 10, Rashid Chappelle. That's my man, yo. He consistently puts out good-ass music. And that Future Before Nostalgia, I mean, goddamn, come on, yo.
Yes, sir.
I still don't think it gets the due that it deserves, but that's a great fucking album.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to just barely say about Jay-Z. I told you, I'm on record. I have not been a Jay-Z fan as far as albums. There's been records of Jay-Z's that I'd like. But to me, somewhere along the way, Jay-Z, in this time where he is, when he made this album, he was like, fuck all that bullshit. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And it ain't got nothing to do with all that other shit. Y'all money phone niggas, get mad if you fucking want to. This is what I got to say.
You know, and I'm gonna cut in on that, Jay, too. You know, we sit up here and talk a lot of shit about these commercial and these money niggas, and Jay's at the top of the list, okay? And non-rappers and rappers alike, people have not been able to do that. And I think Hov deserves a lot of credit. Dre has not been able to do that. Puff, these money niggas who talk all this true game, this true hip-hop shit. Nah, nigga, at the end of the day, it was fucking... Right, at the end of the day, Hov did that, okay? Yes, Eminem, did. All these other niggas have not been able to do it.
Yeah.
MC Light, shut the fuck up.
Exactly, because for years before Hov said this shit, we've had the conversation where these niggas got so much bread. Why can't they just put out a regular hip-hop album? Just put out a regular hip-hop album. That's not going to hurt you. but they so scared to put out a fucking something that's gonna flop and put something bad, negative on their image or their name. It was like, y'all niggas is just scared. But for Hov to do that was like, okay.
Yep, okay. Right off the record.
Exactly.
Still nigga. But, so, and how could I have a list without Odyssey on it for the decade? How could I not?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Producing, rapping, the dude is just great, all right? And how could I not have Sky Zoo in my list somewhere? Him and Torre together, yo. It was amazing. And we got to interview both of them, remember?
Yes, that was crazy. Peter Oasis. We did. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Peter Oasis, yo. No doubt.
And then, yeah, again, my top two, that goddamn Showbiz Milano album.
But that shit, damn. That shit out of the decade already, it made your top two.
Yeah, top two, yo.
Damn.
And of course, and I know you were like waiting to hear Apollo Brown in there somewhere, but that damn Trophies in 2012 opened up a whole fucking door for me of Apollo Brown and that dude, yo. I mean, if you go back and listen to the album right now,
but I think you're not giving my man OC no respect in there.
I know. I could have went with that one too.
No, but the OC's he's on it.
On
yeah.
that album.
Yeah.
That's Trophies. Is
the
OC
Trophies is OC okay. and Paul Brown.
Yeah, you're okay, not giving my man OC no respect right there.
Get me correct.
Yes, sir.
When we put the list on where people can see it, it will definitely say OC. But you get what I'm saying.
Them
because
Apollo
OC
Brown
was
beats
on every Apollo Brown album.
No, he
but
wasn't.
Then, if you look at my list throughout the fucking 2010s, Apollo Brown was on that bitch a lot.
Yes, he was.
That's right.
Yes, he was.
Forgive me, OC, my OG, much respect. But right now, that shit was about Apollo Brown and me. and now, with that said, my y'all may find questionable, but these are my honorable mentions, and I don't care if you find it questionable, because I like them. I had, again, my girl Rhapsody. With all these female rappers that have come and gone in all this time, yo, her shit is just fucking timeless, and she fits in and fits with fucking hip-hop, and she put out several albums in this time, but that Eve shit, to me, is an honorable mention for the fucking decade, B.
I gotta chime in on her too. I'm sorry, yo. Fuck these blog niggas. Fuck these tackhead niggas. These niggas always talking about this fucking female fucking renaissance shit, okay?
These stripper hoes.
Yeah, I'm saying that's what it get right down to. You just got this Megan Thee Stallion. You got these other loving hip hop broads. You got these strippers. You got all these other motherfuckers and shit. Yo, Rhapsody gets lost so quickly when you start naming real females who are really doing that shit. You know what I mean? Fuck these tastemakers and these internet blog niggas,
these
yo.
Shitty niggas.
Yeah, exactly. Bunch of medium rare niggas and shit.
Okay, I shall proceed.
Yeah, go ahead, B. Go ahead, yo.
To rock this mic. All right. Number four, honorable mention, Nick Grant. Oh, I said 2019 for that Eve. Nick Grant, Return to Cool from 2017 was ill to me, yo.
Yeah,
that was
oh,
a
yes,
dope
that,
ass
that
album.
That was a good album.
Yeah. My number three, honorable mention, and it was tough, but I had to get my man in there somewhere, Royce da 5'9", Bar Exam 4 from 2017. Ooh. I love Royce, but Royce just doesn't make a whole album that I can. When I put shit on the list, it's got to be straight through. You know what I'm saying? No forwards or none of that shit. But this album was close, but it just didn't make it. But anyway, my honorable mention from 2017, Royce da 5'9", Bar Exam 4. Number two, another unsung MC that doesn't get his propers, Sci Hi the Prince, No Dope on Sunday.
Wow.
Damn, I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Yes,
no
sir.
No Dope on Sunday,
yes,
yo.
Yes, sir. Sci-Hi.
He almost slid in there at number 10, but I had to give my man Rashid Chappell number 10. And then, of course, my number one honorable mention, because of what it stood for, and he stomped a famous motherfucker out, Pusha T, Daytona 2017.
Yeah, I tell you what, honorable man. Mentions. I tell you what, man, when it comes down to the pantheon of diss records, and I know all these motherfucking blackface dick riders and shit, they want to close their eyes and want to put fingers in their ears and do all this nut shit, but Let me tell you something. That addressing, that undressing is right up there with the legendary, the Bridge Wars, you know, all that back and forth, the rock, the Shantae's, the Bridge, and all of that shit. I mean, the disc records. I mean, we talk about real. I mean, he ground pounded that nigga. And I know these motherfucking sensitive ass millennial niggas don't want to hear it, nigga. But if you really want to get into this hip hop shit, you really want to know what time it is, nigga. Yeah, Pusha T, I applaud you on that. That's a very comprehensive list, son. You did the work.
See, now you disrespected his work earlier. See, he did pretty well.
Thank you.
So, because Kurt G really did the work and got his shit tight, I'm gonna go next. Only because I didn't do the work.
So basically, you didn't do the work.
I didn't do the work, and I'm going to admit it because I just would have drove myself crazy. And so literally, and this is real talk, Kurt G can vouch, yo. I literally did this list right before the show because I just would. Shit. Nigga, I couldn't. I couldn't. My heart was wrapped up in too many records. I couldn't do it.
All right. Well, let's get it.
All right. So now, because I didn't do the work, I don't have years, but I have records. There's no order, okay? These are just records of the decade, okay? But no order, no year attached. I'll attach the year when we post, okay? So, in no order, okay? First, Apollo Brown OC Trophies.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And Kurt G, crazy. Let me tell you something, man. And I've always been an OC guy. I got OC joints on vinyl in here. That's my man, 50 grand. Okay. And Apollo Brown, Detroit, you should be proud.
Okay? These are the decade. I'm
man,
saying it.
I mean, you, hey, and nobody would argue with that.
At least I wouldn't.
You know what I mean? All right, next on my list would be Little Brother, May the Lord Watch. Okay, was fighting between that and the Fonte, but to me, together, Lil Brother and Lil Brother need to understand, just like Tribe Called Quest, just like EPMD need to understand, just like the greatest groups that we've ever known. Okay, that's where the funk comes. That's why that joint was in there for me. Next on my list is Kendrick Lamar, The Pimp a Butterfly. I've said this a million times. That record is put out at the fucking, there's nothing else being put out but trap. There's nothing else fucking being put out but trap. That record is not. Courage Award. That might be the Courage Award of the decade.
And just like you said about Igri on That Good Kid, Mad City, you really love that Pimp a Butterfly.
I do. Yes, I do. All right. Next on my list is Torre For The Record. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something about that Torre For The Record. He purposely, everybody who produced on that record is the same producers who did Illmatic.
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to look at the symmetry and how he was coming in and symmetry and wanted to do that record. That is stupid. Okay. That record is stupid. Okay. Next on my list was The Weeknd, Houston Independent Spit District. Son, you gotta be fucking kidding me, nigga. Hey,
you fucked my head up for 1 second.
Okay.
Because you said the name backwards.
You did kind of have me fucked up.
I did, when you
said The Weeknd,
no,
I'm like, you're not Black Faces, boy.
Right, yeah. No, okay.
Not The Weeknd.
I'm sorry. That's the way it came out on the paper, but it is the Houston Independent Spit District album name, The Weeknd. So, yes. I mean, come on. All of us in the Hip Hop Digest, when we heard that, matter of fact, Kurt G came in and mandated we buy it.
Yes, I did. I said everybody need to buy this album.
He mandated and was like, buy it. So, yes, no doubt. All right, after that is Rashid and Confidence, The Element of Surprise.
Wow.
Yo, B.
Wow.
I'm thinking these two niggas is going to be the new Pete Rock and CL Smooth. Dak, Rashid, and yo.
Damn,
son.
Man.
Son. That record is incredible. That's an incredible hip-hop record. So I can say about that. All right. Next record on the list is Durag Dynasty. Okay. 360 Waves. Shout out to Planet Asia. You know what I'm saying? Tri-State Alchemist, that whole shit. And let me tell you about that Durag Dynasty, kid. You know what I'm saying? And cats be like, oh, nigga, you on that Homer shit. They got Laker jerseys on the cover. Now, they ain't it. All this Griselda shit, somewhere in the hearts of them West Coast niggas.
All this new New York shit.
All this new New York shit, somewhere. If any of y'all niggas go back and listen to that Durag Dynasty, you gonna be like, oh, shit. I'm not saying they invented this new New York shit. I'm just saying that motherfucking Durag Dynasty on, you talk about this new you nigga? This shit, that shit special, okay? And I know niggas done forgot about that Durag Dynasty,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, I totally forgot about it, but I think Kai started this New York shit.
Mm. Okay. Oh, well, my man. Mm. Okay, some people would say, nah,
Rock Marcy,
right.
Yeah, but I think him and
he's
Rock
on my list.
Around that level.
All right, next on my list is Ono Might. That is a
That was a good album, son.
Nigga, that is as well produced as a record as I have ever heard. I really ripped that Ono Might down. I really, really ripped it down. And if I'll tell you what, if I had in order, Ono Might would be almost at the top of my personal list. Okay, gotta remember these personal joints, albums of the decade. Okay, next on my list is Rashid Chappelle, Future Before Nostalgia.
Jeez.
Nigga Kenny Dope, nigga DJ Scratch. I mean, all the producers on that record, that is some fucking hip hop shit.
Can I interject for a second?
My man.
What made that album special to me, and I did not even, he's on my list, but I didn't put him as one of my albums, but what made that album special to me is the fact that Kenny Dope showed that, at this time, Kenny Dope is a house nigga.
Yeah, officially,
a house nigga.
Yep.
Fuck hip hop. He producing hip straight house. But to come back and show he still got skills to produce hip hop like that, I was like, wow, he still got it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. No doubt about that.
Yep.
And so next on my list is, and again, this isn't the number one, but it just happened to be in what I put up here, is Illzod, Illmatic.
Wow.
Nigga.
And just like I did to Igri, before you go in and explain why you love it so much, I think you are not giving full respect on that album.
Well, who's
it's Illzod and Will Sessions.
Oh, well, see, I was...
Will Sessions on them beats, my nigga. It's what made that album crazy, because that was like a jam session, my nigga.
First of all,
crazy.
But B, you didn't let me go in.
Oh, okay, my bad.
And I was going to give Will Sessions the proper respect, but you wouldn't let me go in.
Oh, okay, my bad.
You know what I mean?
Let's finish.
Belay my last.
So, yes, but again, like I said, that's not in order. Those are my joints of the decade. Just again, this is strong. Hip hop is strong on this podcast. You're not gonna find any other fucking podcast. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't give a fuck Charlemagne, Buttons, any of them niggas. You ain't gonna find none of them niggas that's gonna give you the true, comprehensive, real pulse of hip hop other than the Hip Hop Digest. I know this is self-serving. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I mean? Fuck them commercial niggas, yo. Sorry, B. All that Future, all that nut shit. Yeah. So anyway, I don't have any honorable mentions, but what I did is out of the decade, I would say my favorite year was 2012. And the reason why 2012 was my favorite year, because these albums were all on my 2012 list. Okay. Odyssey, People Hear What They See, Ono Might, Nas, Life Is Good. I'm sorry. Life Is Good is always, to me, that grown man shit before Jay. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You know, everybody want to do all that shit.
Talking about UFOs off the coast of Cali on that shit.
No doubt. Who else is on that list? Again, Apollo Brown, OC, Trophies is in 2012. You know what I mean? Brother Ali, Morning in America, Dreaming in Color is 2012.
Yes, sir. That was a great album.
No doubt. Substantial, Home Where the Art Is. Yo.
Yeah,
2012. Othello and the Pocket Change Bands,
nigga.
Transitions, Please.
Nigga.
You know what I mean? So that's why 2012 was my favorite. That year, that's why King Killer 2012, that was my favorite year. So, as we continue the comprehensive decade joints, my man, 50,000 grand. Kurt G, what's good?
All right, here we go, here we go. Now, see, I'm about to take up some of your time, so y'all can get tired of hearing
this
my voice.
Nigga, this is comprehensive.
Let's go.
Yes,
sir.
Like you said, you get tired of hearing your own voice.
I do.
When I mix the show this week, I'm going to get tired of hearing my voice.
Oh, shit.
So here we go. Starting in 2010, and so how I did this is because I mixed the show and all do this, everything, I have my list from every year completed all the way down. So I'm going to go year by year, all 10, but then I'm going to tell you what album that I like the best out of that year.
Okay.
So,
wow. Hey, he's really comprehensive.
Yes, sir. You're looking at the list. So from 2010, I'm going to give you a list of the albums that came out in 2010. So that way, y'all niggas can argue with me on the text chain or wherever and be like, nigga, that wasn't the best album out of the ones you picked. So here we go. My number one
Damn.
For them.
They're going to argue with your opinion?
They might. I don't know. But anyway, my number one for 2010 was Freeway and Jake One, the Stimulus Package, which was a great album. I bought that album. I thought that album was crazy. And then my number two for that year was self-titled and Buck Wild 1990 Now. Buck Wild on them beats, that was a nuts album that year.
Mm.
And then niggas forgot about that 2010, the Left Gas Mask.
Oh, now, see, Lord, have
that
mercy.
Was Apollo Brown.
Woo!
On the beats.
Yes.
That was your boy, Woo! What's that name? Fuck, who's his MC? It was fuck. Ah, damn, it'll come to me at some point in time. But anyway, that album was crazy. That's Apollo Brown early. And then my number four album was Black Milk, Album of the Year. Now, that nigga named his shit Album of the Year, but that album was crazy. And then number five was Blackistan, Black Sabbath, came out that year. Then we had Rock Marciano, Mark Berg, came out that year. Then we had Rocka, Crown of Thorns, came out that year. Sky Zoo and Illmind, Live from the Tape Deck, came out that year. Then we got 7L, Esoteric 1212, which was my number nine, came out that year. And then a local cat, YU, Before Taxes, came out that year. But after I listened to these albums, which is another thing I did, I went back and I listened to basically all the albums that I got on this list. I went through and either scanned them or either actually listened to them. So I ended up like, damn, out of that 2010, I actually liked the Black Milk Album of the Year better than all the rest of them joints.
So before we continue on, I just want to prepare everybody. So you mean tell me you're going to read off every album from every decade?
Yes, sir. You're going to get tired of hearing my voice.
You did too much work, my nigga.
You're going to get tired of hearing my voice.
Oh, nigga. First of all, I'm going to be honest with you. I appreciate the work you put in, but you wilding. But continue on.
Oh, it's from the left. It's Journalist 103. That was the damn rapper's name. Journalist 103. So anyway, 2011, I'm just going to make this quick. Quick and easy. I know this nigga back here wilding. Got his hands folded, tapping his foot and shit. Like, nigga, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Look at this nigga. He done pulled out the vape and
go
shit.
Ahead, go ahead and pass that shit. Now y'all disrespecting my work. But
this
anyway,
nigga trying to get extra credit and shit.
Fuck that. I put in the work. I'm going to go ahead and do it. Anyway, I'm going to speed this shit up. 2011 came out that year. It was Tory for the Record. Big Kirk, The Turning Forever, which is crazy. We got Elzai and Will Sessions, Elmatic. We had Rasheed Chappelle, Future Before Nostalgia. We had Pharoah Monch, War, W-A-R, came out that year. Fonte, Charity Starts at Home. Random Acts, Rest in Peace, Sean Price.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Rex, R-E-K-S, Rhythmatic, Eternal King Supreme.
God damn it, that's a good record.
Then we had Evidence, Cats and Dogs. Then we had Joel Ortiz, Free Agent. And after going back and scanning or listening to each one of these albums, I actually picked the Elzai and Will Sessions album, Elmatic, as my favorite album from 2011. Okay. So 2012, we have Brother Ali, Morning in America and Dreaming in Color, Othello and the Pocket Change Band, Translation Please, Odyssey, People Hear What They See, Apollo Brown and OC Trophies, Star, Mother Nature with a Molotov, Molotov Season.
Wow, that was a goodie.
Actual Proof, Black Boy Radio. Then we had JRPH7, Good Life.
Oh,
crazy album.
God, that's awesome. Yes.
Crazy album. Apollo the Great, Hennessy Diaries was another crazy joint. King I Divine Science, Divine Science album. Clear Soul Forces and Detroit Revolutions, which turned me on to Clear Soul Forces. That album was nuts. But I ended up picking the Apollo Brown and OC Trophies as my album for that year after going back and scanning them joints.
I forgot about that JRPH7.
Oh, my God,
Jesus.
Nigga, that was not first. I was like, oh, my God, these niggas on beats is nuts. But then, shout out to Germany on that one. The 2013, that year we had Marco Polo, PA2, the director's cut. We had Trek Life, Hometown Foreigner. That was one of my favorites right there. Then we had Surge 7, Fifth Sequence, Boom Bap, and Bars Volume 1. We had Brother Ali and Jake 1 Left in the Deck, dumbass album. We had Dynasty and Star, A Star in Life's Clothing, speaking of female MC.
Mm-hmm.
We had Superstition, The Blackboards. We had Incognito, Someday Less Than a Second Away. We had Jay Nolan, Distinction, Epidemic, Something for the Listeners, and Germicide and Danny Diggs, Quiet is Kept. That was a dumbass album. But I ended up picking Brother Ali and Jake 1 Left in the Deck for that year, 2013. 2014, we had the 78ers, People of the Day.
Wow. That
was a dumb album. We had DJ Premier and Royce 9's Prime. We had Razzcast and Apollo Brown, Blasphemy. Pharrell Monch, PTSD, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. We had Blackistan and Stu Bangers, Watson Home. We had Sky Zoo and Tourway Barrel Brothers. We had Static Selector, What Goes Around. Hassan Mackey and Kev Brown, That Grit.
Mm.
Then we had, John Robinson and PVD.
Oh,
Modern Vintage, that was crazy. Ed OG, After All These Years, came out there. And after scanning these joints and listening to them, I ended up actually picking number 8, Hassan Mackey and Kev Brown, That Grit. That was dumb.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Is that the Lord Help Me album? Was Lord Help Me on that joint?
Oh, shit. You testing me now.
No. It's all good. It's all good. If it's not,
no,
I
but that,
it was,
that, but... that album was crazy.
Yeah.
For 2015, we had, Apollo Brown, Grandeur.
Oh, look at that.
We had Add 2, Pray for the Poor. We had Talib Kweli and Ninth Wonder, Indy 500. We had Superstition, Gold Standard. We had Addicts, This Is For Us. The Four Owls, Natural Order, shout out to the UK. We had First Division, Overworked and Underpaid. Mocha Only, Magical Weirdness, shout out to Canada. Mocha Only. Union Black, Street English, shout out to UK again. John Robinson and Chief, We the Prolific. And then that year, 2015, I ended up picking out of all those, I ended up picking the Add 2, Pray for the Poor.
Mm-hmm. All right.
2016.
When you said that Addicts record, I was like, oh yeah, that shit was fly.
Yes, sir. Yeah. In 2016, we had Master Ace, The Fallen Season, which is crazy. We had the Higher Up album, Apollo Brown again, and Sky Zoo, The Easy Truth. Apollo Brown, I'm telling you.
I'm telling you.
I know. We had him every damn year, pretty much. We had Beneficence, Basement Chemistry. We had Epidemic, Four Dimensions on Paper. We had Minds 1 and DJ Iron, Phaseology. Oh, my God, that was a hot album. Ugly Heroes, Everything in Between.
Mm.
We had Smooth, S96J, Smoothest Since 96J. We had Browse 1, Consequence. Oh,
Browse 1, stupid. Yeah.
Then we had SYG, Long Way Home. And I ended up picking that Master Ace, The Fallen Season, because the way he told the stories and had the skits in that whole album, the way it's set up was crazy.
You know what? But you have to, the only reason why I didn't say not like is too strong, but you have to almost listen to the record in its entirety.
You have to. Yes. You have to listen to that whole album from start to finish. The way
I used to listen to that on my runs and shit.
Yeah, you have to listen to the whole album. Shit. Yeah, yep. You can't skip a song on that joint. Okay, and number 2017, I had the Steph Dash Nash Presents True Grit. And then we had OC, Same Moon, Same Sun. We had Terrence X and Absolute Ali. Focus the Truth, Q85, 18 Scales, Leave It All Behind. We had S, We Are Only Getting Older.
I like that. That's nice. Right. Yeah,
yes,
I like
sir.
That.
We had Jaron Benton, The Mink Coat Killer.
Yes.
So that was a crazy album.
Oh, yeah.
Blackistan and Stu Bangers, The Uncanny Adventures of Watson and Holmes. We had The Soloist and Percy Wells, Coco Cobra. Then we had Rand Reed, Still Commanding Respect. And I ended up picking the Steph Dash Nash Presents True Grit, which is just straight hip hop. That album right there. And then 2018, we had Torrey and Praise, All Praises Due. We had Coolie High, Never Come Down. The Doppelgangers, Og. We had Brothers of the Stone, Return to the Stony Island. Shout out to the UK. We had Ill Conscience, The Prerequisite. Shout out to Baltimore. We had Crisis and Elzai, our Jericho Jackson. And Funky D.O., Black Current Jazz 3.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Fonte, No News is Good News.
Yeah.
We have Gaines, Tuxedo Green, Tuxedo Dreams. We have Paul's One and Robin the Landlord, Sell Me a Dream, Nostalgia. And I ended up picking the Torrey and Praise, All Praises Due out of that year. But that Fonte, No News is Good News wasn't bad. He was coming in at a second on that. And in 2019, I had Ill Conscious, Logistics, A1, Solar Power, Little brother, may the Lord watch. Glad to meet you on the old treat, the return LP. Got MERS, Ninth One, the Soul Council, the Iliad is dead, and the Odyssey is over. Gangstar, one of the best yet. Skyzoo and Pete Rock, Retropolitan. Water, Sunday Breakfast, The Good People, Good for Nothing, and Jungle Brown, Full Circle. I ended up going with the one I picked up number one, El Conscious Logistics, for that year. Mm. And then my favorite year, just like King Killer. That 2012 just had too many.
Yeah.
That JRPH7 came out that year.
Oh, just like, I know.
My gosh, my nigga, Please, Clear Soul Voices, King I Divine was in there. I was like, gee, it's too many from that year. It was just crazy.
Yeah, 12 to me was nuts.
So I think we have another consensus, because as I'm looking at my list, I see 1, 2, 3 of the 2012s.
Yeah.
So
2012
that was an amazing
year. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, and no doubt.
So 2012, consensus year. And I think Apollo Brown, consensus producer.
I got to throw Static Selector in there on his ass.
Yeah, Static Selector, you know what? Static Selector, I'm going to be dead ass. Static Selector is probably a better producer than Apollo Brown, technically. But Apollo Brown, just that gritty, under hip-hop sound. I just love his shit.
But you know what? But I think that's, again, I just shout out to E-40. That's from the soil. That's the Detroit niggas is on that shit. Let me tell you something. We can do a lot of shit from the decade, but who really held down the city, who really held down the decade for true hip-hop was Detroit.
Yes, sir.
Your mans.
I mean, point blank. So that's, to me, from the soil.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? The Detroit niggas, yo, didn't really... I mean, they, of course, you know, they already had trendy niggas or whatever. Every city has that. But really, by and large...
Your boy Big Sean.
Yeah, fuck that.
Boy.
Fuck that. But the point is, so, you know, you're right. I wouldn't be... Look, if you say Apollo Brown, consensus producer of the decade, I ain't gonna be mad about that. But Static Selector, I think, is a better producer, my personal opinion. You know what I mean? Obviously, again, Detroit, the city who really held it down. You know what I'm saying? The boroughs, they should all be ashamed of themselves and shit. Mm. Fucking dick riders and shit. Sorry, B.
Oh, my bad.
Nah, B, I'm sorry. This is the Hip Hop Digest. I'm just being trill, yo. The five boroughs should be ashamed of themselves, yo. And not that cats from the boroughs wasn't really doing that. Shout out to Droog and cats like that, you know what I'm saying? But nah, B, it's just way too many Frenchies out there, yo, and clones of.
Shout out to Oakland, my nigga. You kept saying from the soil.
Oh, that's I gave shout out to E-40 and shit. Yo, I know where that come from, yo.
You called it.
I did, you know what I mean? Shit. So, that's been the Hip Hop Digest. Very, very comprehensive. Shout out to Kurt G.
he had to roll me over one more time before he got out of here and shit. He had to roll over my toe and shit.
Very, very.
He shot me in my pinky toe.
And shit. So, obviously, you know how we doing shows like this. We're going to post that joint. You guys can pick our brains and throw your joints. I know Cat's already on the text chain was, you know, posting, you know, they decade joints out to JVG who else posted? I seen your boy DJ Q posted, like, his joints or whatever. So shout to that. So again, we can break it up as we go on into the 2020 and shit. Again, I'm gonna say it once, I'm gonna say it again. The text chain has all kinds of events. Your upcoming producer, and you trying to put different ears on your beats other than your boy, well, then join the Hip Hop Dodgers text chain. There's a such thing. Yeah.
No.
Join the Hip Hop Digest text chain. There's Snare Slap Saturday for all you up-and-coming producers who want to get different ideas about the joint. The text chain will let you know what time
kind of
it really
it
is.
And all that shit.
All of that shit, exactly. You know what I'm saying? All you DJs out there, of course, we're partial to vinyl. And, of course, we give deference to anybody who's using Native Instruments or Soretto or anything like that. Again, there's plenty of records, the 12-inch Wednesdays, 45 Fridays, you know what I'm saying? The blending situation we got on the Soretto Sundays, but any software will do, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
you know,
as
long as you're blending, you know? So there's plenty of events, plenty of things going on. They're posting Breakbeat
Tuesday,
you know what I'm saying? Exactly, Breakbeat Tuesday. So again, I say that to say, if you want to get in, we all family. There's no disrespect in the chain. I got to put that out there. Because, you know, a lot of this social media shit, niggas get up there and be wildin'.
Hell yeah. Pull up, nigga.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, this is straight discussion and education.
Right, exactly. This is the show, Hip Hop Digest. Don't be afraid to correct us, because we fuck up all the time.
Yes, we're not ashamed. We don't right. have no, we don't have no pride like that. Nigga, we fucking up. Tell us we fucking
yeah,
up.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
The only thing I do know is that I don't know everything.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Shit. So, again, that's how we do, yo. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a flying broomsticks about the mother cats, but I do respect the other podcasts, but nothing is hip-hop. And it's comprehensive as you're going to find on this podcast. That's all I got to say.
Come
I'm finished.
Over the digest, bro.
You know what I'm saying? I'm finished. I'm done.
All right, let me bring you the albums of the week then, sir. This week we got Backstreet PJ, Titan Over Spades. That's Backstreet PJ, Titan Over Spades. Then we got Rock Marciano, Marcialago.
Somewhere the Jux is fist pumping right now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are.
Then we got AK-420. Lounging, AK-420 Lounging, that's the instrumental joint. Yeah, that still doing the December albums. So, yes, sir, yeah, the Jux is definitely giving a fist pump right now. Definitely our boy, Petey, is doing his thing.
Peter Johansson.
Yes, sir.
So, no doubt. I know this has been a pretty long podcast, so let's fold it up and do it again next week.
All right.
Peace.
One.
Yo, vintage tube amp is a melody for high fidelity, crunchy like celery. I write your elegy and thereby still embellish these fucking dirt walkers.
With the aura of a humble rhyme sayer and a bubble rap layer, slayer, double dash player, saying aura, say your prayers. Now you caught it like the vapors, it's the order in the chaos.
I sipped a lot of bottles, yo, ripped it full throttle, yo, the G-R-E-E-N-T, I drank the pet mat, step the fuck back.
I haul ass like bar staff, a toss of a par snaps in a flask. Matter of fact, yo, a large batch in a vat. I hit the road jack, you hit the tarmac.
Systematic exploitation of vocabulary storage here to subsidize the market and supply chain shortage. For the handover, meet me at the clearing in the forest.
Tough neck business, not the trigger finger, but the mustache itches. Crush mad chicken wings for lunch, snap pictures.
Catching the vibes like Bobby Hutchison. I clutch the sun inside my hand. Let there be light. My squad deep like Barry White. Feels good, don't it? Champagne.
bar, no baking soda. Weed with the hazy odor. My lady gave birth to baby Yoda. I keep a pistol in her baby stroller. They produce no results, but excuses, they got 80 for you. Mama, there goes that man again. These rappers said they took over, I call shenanigans. There they go talking crazy with their hands again. I appear in real life and they turn into mannequins. I can tell by your stance that you're panicking. Your body exposed you before your mouth began rambling. I'm a true wave, dudes is fugaz, they lying. Them boys is juicy, smooth, yeah, I've been up for 2 days. We do this one or two ways. Who saves, the god you fear or the god you praise? I said I will amaze on that commander in chief shit. 15 years later, I'm still undefeated. When it comes to releases, body every feature. The live show will blow your shit to pieces. I say that to say this. Give me my flowers now before I turn this garden to a ditch. The lost cause is a myth. See, the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was make him think he ain't exist. But he's very much alive in a bar that's a dive talking jive. Todd said, bro, slap me five, the hunger for more. The will to survive, did you think that I'd crumble or just lay down and die? Nah, I'm a father to two sons and one daughter. So I'm eating better now, drinking plum water. If I come for you, you won't see it coming. I still believed in myself when I believed in nothing. Allah's the most merciful. I don't show mercy though, I be taking shit personal. And that's just where my mind's at. These rhyme cats a bunch of jerk-offs without the climax. They knife backs and leave the blade protruded. You got a gun, but do you have the heart it takes to shoot it? I'm just making music, that's my wheelhouse. Everything's coming up Millhouse. I'm still out, I'm still standing. And if you don't show respect, then you can't demand it. I'm underhanded, I respect the jokes. Born to be wild, my energy is Steppenwolf. They kill kings and protect the crooks. So before one breath is took, a check is took. My brother, that's called strategy. They don't throw roses in my city, they throw batteries. So it's a lock in the sock I hold. You got no soul, I like that old time rock and roll. In other words, playboy, I will rock your shit. Sooner or later, we'll all see who the prophet is. I took a lot of hits, but I made more since grade 4. I've been chopping heads with the same sword. The only difference is now it's much sharper. What an author is Clive Barker, but much darker. And I ain't much of a fucking talker. I will leave you sitting there salty like a black barber. Come on, man. Ain't nobody got time for that. Life is short, I challenge you to a boxing match. Tell these niggas real rhymes is back. I will put five inside your hat, then ride off on a diamond back. I drop classics, and yeah, that's cool and all. But I need to remind you, I'm still the cruelest dog. And I ain't been fed in weeks, the dreaded reef. Turn your fucking face into shredded beef. Last album I show my pain, last album I show my scars. This album I'm naming names, this album I'm showing off. And that's law, I break it down from A to Z. They can play how they want, but they know not to play with me.
Nights and again, nights to days. Yo, I roam like I'm homeless to get this cheddar. To make my kids' life better. Now I'm floating through the motions, not knowing if my motion's gonna keep my life coasting. Frozen, out in the cold streets, or chefing, cooking up some hot beats to feed. Don't see me, no buckling knees, I stand 10 feet. Ball like I'm KG, MJ, LJ, shit the whole NBA. The roof's on fire, yo, we pissing out the flames. Rebuild that shit, that's how we maintain. Life's like a migraine, pain. Music is my innocent, got me traveling, got me expressing my whole day in various ways. Expressing my whole life right up on this mic, like what?
You ever wonder why we live life this way? Nah, I don't. I just keep on moving on, 'cause my mind is strong. You ever wonder why we live life this way? Nah, I don't. I just keep on moving on, 'cause my heart is strong.
I hope my daughters don't have to go through shit. Growing up round here is hard legit. It's no fancy home, always sunny tone. If the wolves outside, at least my house made of stone. Stay peering in windows, watch the straight shells. Their presence more fake than Santa's sleigh bells. Well, don't ring the cops, they won't show. But they sure take care of that speed patrol. It's cold out here, and it ain't even snow yet. Getting robbed of your pride, hard to settle your debt. Now they getting blasted at the after set. If we can't settle our differences, that's what's next. Come on, we need to get better people to make sure the next morning we have a sequel. Evil can't continue to be our balance. Love, peace, and happiness shouldn't be a challenge.
You ever wonder why we live life this way? Nah, I don't. I just keep on moving on, 'cause my mind is strong. You ever wonder why we live life this way? Nah, I don't. I just keep on moving on, 'cause my heart is strong.
Got a meeting at the bank with a bank teller. Make it rain like an umbrella. 9 a.m. finance district. Hot butter with the chrome biscuit. Jansport backpack, put the money in. Got a gun written on a napkin. How's that dude trying to keep a 9-to-5? Know the time now, 9 with the 4-5. Hit a ball playing nigga Kyle Lowry. Spice P, $1 million salary. So broke, wash dishes with detergent. Lack sympathy, money's too urgent. Sneakers outside, gauge in a baby carriage. To death, told shorty since marriage. Becky whispers, please, I don't wanna die. Stay calm, your words won't never lie. Grab the backpack off the counter with the loot. Told Becky, stay mute. Takashi by the door, looking like he wants to snitch. Harley Quinn outfit, looking like a bitch. Saw the guard, but never saw me. 007 shit, Sean Connery. It's the fourth quarter, new world order. Game plan, in and out, no manslaughter. 20 feet from the door, about to be rich. Becky screaming, stop, he's got a gun. Guard pulled a 38, aiming at me. Out the door, like a slave, I'm free. Game chase, fat boy try to run. Meshanika outside with a shotgun. Made a back pedal, dropped a heavy metal. Uber getaway, hassle with my Gretel. Never hesitate, elevate the currency. Money, money, 9-11, my emergency. Long overdue, cashews, cashews. Nuts for your niggas, cream, that's past due. Read your eulogy, overlook me asleep. Past your bedtime, see the light, count sheep. It's a cold world, leave a nigga frostbit. Goes for anybody, and the sacks, any fit. Shorty what it is, everybody gotta grind. Gotta get yours, mommy gotta get mine. It's a fine line, killer corners and swine. That's a flat for the pig, call him one time. A lot more to bear, middle finger in the
air. Rap chartreuse, niggas won't look queer. Patties in Brazil, what fuck out of here? Sing once, turn the game to a nightmare. Smoothest operator since Big Daddy Kane. Ain't no high stepping, all my niggas moving cane. 88, my friend, never be the same. Salt Pepper was the baddest bitches in the game. Old school for old heads, count bread. Make this money, make it out, stay ahead. Make your own bed, sleep what mommy said. Iggy thick, ones that's well fed. Pastel shades, high color, high grade. Mike Carey's pit, made sure Whitney paid. Oh lordy, treat me like Diddy shorty. Have him on the strip, out there pushing 40. Beats, rhymes, bass lines, all mine. Hard fire, general front lines. Past crimes, orchestrated night times. Nighttime, only want dollar signs.
From my testicles, kettle spectacle, chronic carnival, super supreme, galante, Captain Cream, make the best day, better in fact, high quality, plus velocity, cloud nine, California gold, merciless, Mike Sunshine, tasteless choice you, tangle with God, the greatest voice, clear production now, greater leader, savior, suffering, I'm like, Rodney, Rollo, Dustin, dangerous, damaging to your physical just, and your miserable life, with one shot from my pistol, I serve simple. Sentinel in Malibu rental, now my mental spark, civil unrest, military vest, return of the space cowboy, nevertheless, long-term thinking, a ship that ain't sinking, bury that open ball, industry rap, just keep drinking, gigantic, Jesse James aim, at your frame, ever clear that, 101 proof, as it rain, y'all rappers, the poets, lowest and dirty shame, me and Riff Raff, Robbie Record Company staff, chief executive, officer of Mike Manslaughter, sun, moon, and star, fire starter, black gold for live wires. Yeah. It's black gold for live wire. 99 to the home. Yo, hardcore worldwide tours, but roof like C4, living proof, proper hood niggas, invest the high yours, grab the straight black man. Got that in the concord, exquisiteness, amazing with this. Rough rugged and raw, hardcore worldwide tours, but roof like C4, living proof, proper hood niggas, invest the high yours, fine or something for rap niggas, concord, grab guns, straight black man. Got that in the concord, I master lost fatty. Surrounding the sound, satin tight, the guard crashing in, crushing the mic before the basics, but now brutal, burning the hype, hand and sacks of mutilating raps, thousands recite, duplication mic, leaving them beat with a fight, malicious sunlight, my shit repetition's not quite, the bulldog that burn green law, lethal the most vicious, not fictitious, my nigga, fuck your wishes, the villa manifest, conquest, West Fedia franchise, glory guard, size ain't shit, good or destroy, apply actual facts to my circumference of existence, sad, physically born me the god of ceremonies, harmonious, baritone, magical microphone, break, clavicle bones, back to life, living heaven on earth, get hellbound, quick as comets, move through space and hit planets, fill out your face, my vigorous mic, methods of madman's diary, boys like the eyes, we love song late at night, Atlantis, inquiring mentals, receiving answers, a law on the focus with force of the Black Panthers, paradise, black gold, sacrifice, taking chances, what? Black gold, 1-2, prawn dog. Y'all see a Vegas shit. 99, black gold, like.
Hardcore, worldwide tours, bro, roof like C4. Living proof, rob a hood nigga, shit rest the high doors. Grab guns, great black man, got leather concord. Exquisiteness, amazing with this, rugged and raw. Hardcore, worldwide tours, bro, roof like C4. Living proof, rob a hood nigga, shit rest the high doors. Fine horse, up dick four, rap niggas encore. Grab guns, great black man, got leather concord. Love a law, Hennessy bliss, rugged and raw. Hardcore, worldwide tours, bro, roof like C4. Living proof, Robin Hood niggas, your best of high doors. Grab guns, great black man, Galena Concord. Business amazing with this, rough, rugged and raw. Hardcore, worldwide talk, from roof like C4. Living proof, Robin Hood niggas, your best of high doors. Fine horse, suck dick for. Rap niggas encore, love a law. Hennessy bliss, rough, rugged and raw. Hardcore, worldwide talk, rough, rugged and raw.
Where my niggas at?
Right, so long, I've been one with it, like,
minus one, three, four, five, two, one, one, three, one, 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 one